Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat. Panipur. 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 Panipur.
Is this what you want? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer organizations. This Atlantic City Gay Pride will be taking place July 5th to the 9th at the resort, the beachfront casino and hotel. This weekend's event will be hosted by Daryl Stevens of Noah Park, with celebrity appearances by Nia Sky, Kobe Klinger of the Real L Word, and more. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. This event gives towards both the lesbian and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Good Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe, presented by B. Thomas in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th, in the main ballroom at the resort, Beachfront Casino and Hotel. On the turntable, DJ Bonalora. On the mic, Greggy V. Sue and the legendary Kevin J.B. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand Prize, open to all gold performance battle royale, boys vs. girls. $500, boys in blue and white, girls in red and white. Mini Grand number 1, Butch Queen Sex Dying, the Sexy Lifeguard, for $150, 3 trophies, 1 cash prize. And Mini Grand number 2, open to all runway, European versus All American, the Rich Spokesmodel, simple, clean, cut, and molest, in a white t-shirt and blue jeans, 2 trophies, 1 cash prize, for $150. all caterpillars can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk at Mansion City Pie and Mini Ball Deluxe. Doors were open at 3 p.m., ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa that brought you to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/theprinceofnyc, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer Miss Teresa Mizrahi at facebook.com/teresa.londo.
And Queens, we are definitely live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is definitely the number one station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time and definitely get the 411, honey. We hold nothing back, we don't bite our tongue, and we're not censored by the ballroom. Because what? I don't give a fuck what the girls think about me. How the fuck you motherfucking doing? But, you know, it wouldn't be a motherfucking show without my motherfucking girls, honey. So, you know, I definitely got to have my cast and my motherfucking crew, a motherfucking team that's definitely behind me and definitely supports me 100%. My motherfucking girlfriend, Miss motherfucking London Bridges. My girlfriend, Miss motherfucking Alexis motherfucking Snow. You already motherfucking know. And my BancheeCon girlfriend, Miss Maya Angelou, honey. And then we also have the iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, that is definitely going to be trying to call in here soon. You know, he's still at work. But, you know, he's definitely listening to the show. So we definitely have a lot to talk about. You know, it was balls in three different states this weekend. So we're definitely going to get to the drama. We're definitely going to get to the 411. And we're going to get it all out there, honey. And we're going to also talk about the mess that happened this weekend in Black Gay Pride. Miss Saint, with the children fighting and sucking and fucking all over the streets and everything, honey. But without further ado, let me go get my girls, honey.
I come every time you come around my lunch in London Bridge. Wanna go down like London.
Wanna go down like London. European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London.
Hello, Kelly. Wait one moment. No, don't use my arm. We're in public.
Oh, somebody's idiot. Well, hold on. While you getting your ass aiding over there, honey, let me go get my motherfucking girlfriend, Miss Alexis Snow. You already know.
Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom? Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom? Are the girls standing in the
line? Are the girls standing in the
line? Are the girls standing in the line for the bathroom?
Ladies and gentlemen, the shady lady, that realness bitch. Mother Gossip herself, truth of assessment but you won't. Alexa Snow, you already know.
Alexa Snow, you already motherfucking know.
You already know.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Hello, Alexa.
Hello.
Well, Alexis in London, stay right there, honey. Let's go get Miss Maya Angelou.
Please welcome Dr. Angelou.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pot. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
Hi, Miss Maya. Maya.
Maya. Hi, Maya.
Okay, we're going to put Maya back on hold. Maya, when you're ready to talk, honey, you hit up switchboard. Let's go get the legendary pioneer icon, Chanel. What is going on with everybody's phone tonight?
Everybody is.
Yes,
because
I don't hear nothing.
Really? What is going on with the children's phones tonight? Are you there? Hello? Oh, I don't know, honey. Are you there? Oh, hold on. Let me see. I got a message. Oh, okay, well, we're going to try to get back with RR and,
Oh, Alexis, how's you going?
Actually, it's going well, London. I'm actually enjoying myself. I have to be there at 9 in the morning, so I won't be on long tonight. Because I usually leave home about 7:30.
I know that's right, honey.
You go to sleep.
Huh?
As long as you're not partying before you go to sleep.
No.
We don't do those type of things, London, honey. Well, definitely, you know, if you're out there on the phone lines and I see tonight, I definitely have a lot of Philadelphia callers that is definitely on the phone line. So you're definitely on the phone lines. And you want to come and give us a recap on what happened at the Crystal Ball in Philadelphia, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come up here and give us, you know, the E-my-E, honey, on what happened.
And I don't understand what this hamster, the code, you know, Bellow, is still missing.
Yeah, I don't know, honey. I told Miss Nicole that it was going to be open mic night on her tonight, Miss Day. Because for some apparent reason, Nicole wants to try it, Miss Day, and feel it on my time. And like Miss Rhonda Jenkins would say, my time and my dime, Miss Day. And I've been being really nice to her and, you know, and trying, you know, to get London and the Tea Party crew, you know, to ease up off of her. but she seems like she always wants to be knocking at my door. So I said, she want to knock at my door, honey. I want the Tea Party cast to knock at her door tonight. So in between us recapping the balls, we're going to be knocking at Miss Nicole DiLabella's door. And she's definitely going to come out, and she's definitely going to want to play.
She's going to
peek
a cheek out before she comes out.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck you up, honey. Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what. So, Alexis, what tea did you get about Philadelphia, if any?
What was in Philadelphia?
The crystal ball.
The crystal ball, the tea that I got, it was like 50 people there, and the ball was really blah,
49.
Blah. Okay, well, 49. They said some of the girls was in there out of drag, walk around like they were to trade, and it was very dry.
Oh, no. But from what I got, it looked all right, you know. You know, that is a large place, so, you know, it definitely didn't look like it was crowded or anything. I was gagging at that trans man body category.
Wait a minute. We're not going to talk about trans man. Shout out to the House of Alpha.
The House of Alpha.
The House of Alpha Trust?
No, the House. No, the House of Alpha.
Oh, you must be want a piece of one of the alphas.
Kelly, listen, you know what? I have been in this life since I was 8 years old, and I've never been with a female. But when I tell you those guys, oh my God, the one with all the facial hair, with all the tattoos on his neck and on his arm, I think he's like father or something.
Yes. You want a piece of, you want a piece of daddy?
Do you be my daddy? Oh, sorry. I see he's in the queue, but you can't hear him.
Yeah, I can't hear. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Are you there? Hold on. Wait, my computer is doing things. Honey, hold on. Are you there? Hello? Hold on.
Kelly, they got some pictures on in the group.
What is that?
Your pictures.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me call R.R.'s phone, honey. Hold on. Let me try to call his line and see if we can hear him if we call him. Hold on.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, Kelly?
Okay, now we can hear you,
Okay. Now, you know, you're so quiet. That's maybe why people forget to take pictures of you.
Hi, London. How are you, darling? It's my birthday week. I'm not going to let anybody get me down.
Happy birthday.
It's not here yet, but thank you. Okay. How you been, London? I missed talking to you last week.
I've been lovely, you know, working at Kiki's, never get a day off.
Okay.
Working where, London?
At Kiki's.
At Kiki's Salon.
Kiki's Salon, where's that at?
Kelly, we don't accept APs and all of that.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Hi, Alexis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And Kelly?
I'm wonderful. How
Kelly, I know
you
had one all weekend, didn't you?
Oh, I had a lot.
How was your ball? How was your ball?
I'm not going to big up my own self, so baby,
you can do that. Let me tell you something. It's your show, and if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it, so big it up.
No, well, I'll let Alexis, because she was in the building.
Big ups to WBT?
Yes.
Okay. Big ups to the WBT community. They came, you know what? They really had a nice time. I really enjoyed myself. Of course, you know, with all functions, a bunch of us colored folks get together. There's always going to be a little discrepancies, but for the most part, We had a nice time. They got to all the categories. They gave out all the cash for the people that walked their categories. The liquor, of course, the bar was plentiful. Kelly, I still got a bottle. But anyway, it was enough liquor. It was enough liquor for even after the ball that she was giving away bottles of liquor. You know, big ups to everybody who came out and supported them. I hear some of them are in the mainstream ball scene, so I look forward to seeing some of them. Shout out to the House of Alpha, House of Ebony, Sean, tell you something, I love you. And we had a nice time. Now, I know some people have some things to say. Marcus Garcon, you can't come on the radio, so I said it for you. The trophy, Shelly, it was Marcus was reading your trophies. And, Huh? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know why Marcus was reading my trophies. When you go to a lot of balls, Miss Thang, and they don't even give out trophies, Miss Thang. The ball was centered around I Love New York, and so that's why I gave out the mini glow. And thanks to Greg, even though nobody walked the grand prize that we had, he broke the big globe that we had, the big snow globe that said I Love New York on the bottom of it. That's why it was given out. Those snow globes cost $19.99 a piece for those snow globes. So I don't give a fuck.
Kelly, they said the snow globes had $5.99 on them.
Baby, I'm telling you what I paid for them online. Okay, so whatever the girls said and whatever the girls feel, I gave out trophies. I gave out all my cash. The ball was over at 8:30. It was supposed to be over at 10. The girls danced for a whole another hour after that, still continued to buy liquor, Miss Thang, and have a good time. And it was a fabulous event with no motherfucking fights, Miss Thang. And they had tables that was actually worth more than $100. The tables was only $100. They had four platters on their table, and everything on their table was a souvenir that they could take home off their table.
Let me ask you something, Kelly. Do you remember at the EV Super Bowl when they gave out the Statue of Liberty trophies?
Yes.
And no one said anything?
Baby, you know the girls only gonna say what they wanna say. But they gotta find fault.
No, they have to find fault. They gotta find fault in something. They gotta find. You know, nobody is ever gonna say a ball was 100% perfect.
Marcus, maybe you could have got a bottle of liquor when I was giving out the liquor afterwards because I didn't want to take those last six bottles home.
But you left.
If you didn't go leave to go lay up with a date.
Right.
Okay. Don't sit for me, Marcus, because I didn't come for you. Hold on. I think this is Maya. Hello? Oh, wait, hold on. We have a caller. 267-902, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Kelly.
Who is this?
I know that voice from somewhere.
She's your best friend, Nicole.
You hold on. We're going to get right back to you.
No, baby.
Hi.
Right here.
No, we're going to get right back to you. You hold on right there,
you
okay?
You love me.
Thank you, Ms. Bratt.
They said the license plates that was on the table was better than the trophies. Well, I love the trophies. Aisha loved the trophies. I love the trophies. And everybody that got their trophies, they enjoyed their trophies, honey, at the ball. And they definitely did have a great time. And, you know, I had a wonderful time. I want a big shout out to every house in the women's scene that definitely did come out and support the ball. I want a big shout out to all of them. I also want a big shout out to my partner in crime, the legendary Aisha Prodigy, Iman. And I also want a big shout out to our other partner, TJ, for definitely coming out. And, you know, us showing the girls a good time. I cannot wait to collaborate with Shady and Aisha and I think like two other people to definitely throw the first women's awards ball, you know, coming real soon to them and definitely show them what Fab Events is all about and everything. So, Look forward to that. Ready. So, hold on, we have a caller. 404-698, you're live on the air. 404-698, you're live on the air.
Hey, Auntie, this country, I didn't press one. How my number keep coming up in the damn queue?
Baby, I don't know.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Honey. Yes.
Can we talk about, you know, the little butch queens eating ass on a car?
That was in
Chicago at Black Pride.
Well, Kelly, you know, there's a rumor out that I was in a fight on Saturday down in the village.
When did you have a chance to get into a fight?
I don't know, but one of my friends called me today and said that I heard you got into a fight. And I'm like, no, I don't know that I didn't get into a fight. Whoever the girl was that got beat up, Naima was telling me about the story. I don't know who she was, but no, that wasn't me, ladies and gentlemen. You don't catch me out in public anymore, you know.
Miss Marcus, I'm gonna motherfucking serve your motherfucking pussy, Miss Marcus, okay? You got the keys, Miss Fang. You're going to gag, Miss Fang. I'm going to serve your motherfucking pussy. You're going to learn my motherfucking wrath, Miss Fang. Oh, baby. You want to play?
Kelly, you might as well give out lighters that said, I love New York.
Why? You see my trophies?
I see.
So what are you trying to say, London?
How big are the snowflakes inside of them?
London, we're not gonna. It's not gonna be Bash Kelly Trophy night, okay, London? That's not what we're gonna do, okay, baby.
Okay, but, so bring back on the hamster that does tricks, cartwheels and things like that.
Nicole, London wants you. You're back on the air.
Hi, I want to say hello to everybody. Who's on? London, Kelly, RR.
And Alexis Snow, you already know.
Who? Alexis who?
Why are you always at my sister, Nicole?
Who? Sexy Lexi?
Why are you always at my sister?
You know it's all for fun, Kelly. You know you love me. Stop it.
Nicole, why do you always want to knock at my door?
Honestly, Kelly, how did I start this time? Because I said somebody didn't answer the questions. Why are you picking that out on me?
Why is it that you have to ask somebody what do they see Alexis or Kelly for? Why?
We've
for what reason?
Talking, I'm not the only one that said it.
But you know, other people might think it, but nobody else said it.
Right?
But you want to sit here, and I'm the one that be IMing on the show on Tuesday night when I'm listening to the show, telling London, don't do that to that lady. But then you always knock it at me and my sister's door.
No, you don't, Kelly, because you last Tuesday you said make it hot.
Yeah, I told them to make it hot because the show wasn't giving me what it gave me the last Tuesday. Did you once hear me tell them to read Nicole DiDabella? I said, pick the show up. I never said read you. I don't need them to read you. Trust me, I'm big enough a woman and I can handle myself. And I'm capable of putting on my own motherfucking show and definitely read it. And I don't need you.
Okay, so honestly,
and listen, and hold on, you and the icon Harold Balenciaga, I don't need you or him to get ratings for my show. The ratings are through the roof without you calling into the motherfucking show. Just by my name.
I just add a little more.
My name alone. takes my motherfucking ratings so to a motherfucker. Listen, hold on. Let me finish. My name alone takes the ratings to motherfucking 50%. Then my cast of RR, Rodney, London, Alexis takes it to the other motherfucking 50%. We don't need you or any other motherfucking show to take our ratings where they at. Okay?
Is Ronnie
Antonio Diabello.
That's not funny. That's not even funny. Say something funny so I can laugh. But anyway, is Ronnie on? I'm going to say hello to Ronnie.
Ronnie just got off of work 6 minutes ago.
Kelly, let me ask you something. Kelly, I was watching the interview with Vicky Gotti and Rose Chanel, how come you didn't come for her when she was getting you? Why are you always picking on me?
It's no reason. See, it's a difference, right? The difference is out of respect for my relationship that I have with RR and Fred, I didn't comment on the situation with me and Rose because Rose don't have to see my face. When me and Rose meet at the back of the runway, that's when we will see each other. It's a difference with you. You're not on the back of the runway, so I'll read you on my show.
Oh, so you want to see me at the back of the runway?
Baby, whatever you feel that you're ready to dance with mother and you want to play with mother in realness, face, runway, sex, siren, whatever you feel that you want to play with mother at, you let me know, honey, and I'll definitely come. And you know what? And I'll come to Philly and play with you in your state.
Is it true they said that just shaped like a medium-sized Gatorade bottle? Is it true?
No, that's not true, baby. Anyway. Listen, I never deny me being a big girl. You know what I'm saying? I embrace my bigness. And I love me, flaws and all. You know, we all have them. You know what I'm saying? But London,
why are you going to hit the back of the runway? It's not about London, honey. Why do you want to ask my 5,000 friends what do they think me and Alexis should walk? You didn't ask it in the group. You asked it on my Kelly Couture page.
No. I tagged you in it.
Oh, you tagged me in it. So it popped. So when you tagged me in it, it popped up for my 5,000 friends to see it. Why you need to ask people what you think me and Alexis should walk?
I don't know, Cal, but honestly,
if you don't see me and Alexis, the next ball in Philadelphia, you come out and me and Alexis will come out and we are storming the back of the runway.
But honestly, in all fairness, do you think that it would be judged fair? I'm not in the house.
Why wouldn't it be judged fair?
Because you you're old school girl
from back in the day from Philly. So all the girls should know who you are.
A lot of the old girls know who I am. Yes, a lot of the new children they don't know me.
Actually, statements and stars are actually sitting icons and legends.
I've seen that.
You might have a chat.
I've seen that in a ballroom throwback video.
But the way I play my game is how I play my game.
Can I ask you something?
Let me tell you how I play my game. This is how I play my game. Before you get to mother, because mother has been around October 22nd for 18 years, with mother and you get to mother, you have to get through my daughters first. And if you can get through my daughters,
then you play
with mother. Oh, my daughters. I have a bunch of femme queen daughters that's real. They walk sex siren and everything, but you gotta get through them before you get to mother. You just don't come in the game and go straight to the top. You gotta play at the bottom and get to the top first.
I'm at the top.
I definitely am.
I think I'm gonna join your house.
That was the kiki of the night.
Why was it a kiki?
Because why would you?
You live for me. You know you.
Girl, I live for you. I don't live for nobody.
Yes, you do.
I live for Jesus Christ. That's who I live for.
Well, we all live for Jesus Christ, the ones that believe in him. But Kelly, you know you love me. Stop it.
Nicole, I don't even know you.
No, you
but
don't.
Nicole, how
you
was your pride? Did you go out in your Mercedes or your Accessoride or what?
What happened, baby?
How was
what,
your pride?
Tonight?
Did you go out?
Did I go out for gay pride? No, I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that.
But
I don't like all that.
Yeah. Thank you for timing with us, and
Well, I'm not finished. So, London, it's not about you, like Kelly said. It's about her. So, I'm here to speak with my girlfriend, Kelly.
You're not my girlfriend.
Yes,
my
we
girlfriend,
are.
My girlfriends don't attack me.
I'm not attacking you, baby. You're my girlfriend.
Hold on, Nicole. We have another caller. 410-685, you're live on the air.
Hello, Love Muffins. How are you?
Hey,
London,
Jason.
Kelly, Alexis, why is this non-factor still talking? I mean, I'm ready to go to sleep. The more she talks,
well,
the more I get
sleep,
sleepy.
Honey. Who is that?
That's Jason.
Oh, God, I had to block her out.
Oh, so that's why I can't see you anymore, Casper.
That's why you
Nicole,
can't see me no more, baby.
They said just shaped like the Blog Talk Radio symbol, the logo.
The 10 and chop?
It's shaped like the microphone.
The microphone? No, I'm not big on top and small on bottom.
Hold on, Nicole.
Wait, wait a minute.
I now welcome you. The legendary, iconic overall club of property.
Right. Huh.
Rodney.
Right here, babe.
Realness.
Huh?
Urban.
Right. Yeah, that's mine. Yours
Let's
is in the middle of the jungle.
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal.
Kelly, who is it over there talking to?
Yeah, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal.
Alexis, don't start your shit. You are ready now.
One.
Bye, Rodney.
Hello, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Okay, Nicole, we're going to have to put you back on hold, and we're going to come back to you.
Rodney is here. I have
Rodney.
To ask Rodney a few things.
Girl, this is not your show. Bye.
Rodney is here now. Rodney is here now, Nicole, and we must
talk. Can I ask you something?
No, you can't.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Bye.
Stop it, Jason. That's why I blocked you. And I
Girl,
know
you block your life. Block the food that you put in
you
your mouth.
Know.
Bye.
I can't. I like to eat. I'm Italian.
I know. We can tell you love to eat. Bye.
Ciao.
Okay. Nicole, we're going to put you back on hold. We're going to come back to you. Don't go no place,
Ciao,
okay?
I'm coming to New York. We're going to hang out and
Kelly, watch
stuff.
Out. She's going to eat you.
No, we're not.
Where we going to hang out at? The Village?
Yeah, wherever you want to go, boo.
Oh, no, I would only hang out with you in the Village.
Kelly, you are horrible. Why are you trying me?
I'm being for real. I want to go with you to Harlem or Brooklyn, Mistake, only in the Village.
I want you.
No, it's no shame, Mistake. I want you to be safe. I don't want the boys to throw bottles at you, Mistake.
They would never, Kelly.
I don't want them to throw bottles at you, Mistake. You're oversurged. You're oversurged. Your nose is too small. And your face is hard as a rock.
Nicole, if you put on a blue shirt and red shorts, would you look like a Pepsi bottle?
Oh, shut up, Jason. You're tired.
Okay. I don't have a problem with walking up and down Christopher Street with you, but anything past 14th Street, I'm not walking with you. It's no
Why,
change.
Why, Kelly, you honestly think you're realer than me?
Baby, I know I'm realer than you, Nicole. Okay, baby. Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to try you on your own show, but Kelly, you need to stop that.
She comes on the show so much.
Well, Nicole, we're going to put you back on hold. We're going to get to Rodney in the recap of Ohio. We'll come back to you in a few minutes after these words.
I got to go somewhere.
Oh, well, go turn that date mistake and make your coins and call back.
She's married, Kelly. She's married. She's not a prostitute no more. Remember, she's married.
Kelly,
she's not a whore anymore.
She got 99 nuggets, but a date ain't one.
Oh, shit. Well, Rodney, welcome to the show. Rodney, tell us all about your trip to Ohio.
Well, you know, me and my road dog made the trip. James.
Ooh.
Con.
Oh, James. Oh.
Yeah, we went out there.
He's been mighty quiet lately.
Yeah, you know, he goes to the balls and judges and comes on back so we can go to work. But Ohio was Ohio. It was, you know, it was okay. It was, I'm going to say okay. It was okay. We had the V2s, the Prodigies, the Ebonies, the Mizrahis, and the Rodeos. Those were like the bigger supporters, houses that was there. Then you had the Ninjas and the Gotties, and you know, of course, the Christians was with their ball.
So what ball was in Ohio?
The Prestige House Ball.
Al Bernie.
Yes.
Well, I thought the Crystal Ball was in. Okay, go ahead.
Say it again. Ask questions.
No, I thought the Crystal Ball was the one that was in Ohio, and I thought El Marian Ball was. I got it now.
Yeah, the Crystal Ball was in Philly. And I've run in the ball. So it was like a, because it was everybody from Philly, you were thinking it was one thing, I guess.
Huh?
I guess because it was, I've run in Philly and the crystal ball is Philly, so you were tied everything in together.
So the crystal ball was free, right?
Yes, the crystal ball was free.
The crystal ball was free, and they said it was about 49 ballroom girls there, and everybody else was the girls that, you know, people bring their girlfriends. But it was about 49 ballroom girls.
What was that? So like a mini late that?
Yeah. I'm mad.
So did y'all, anybody do a report on the ball?
No, we were trying to get some people from Philadelphia to call in, honey. But nobody called in from Philadelphia to give us the eat or what happened at the function. The only thing that we know about was that everybody was gagging at the trans man walk, trans man body, and they all had tits.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
did you get the pictures
of the ball as far as the setup and the location?
Yeah, I definitely did get the pictures, and I definitely did give big kudos out to the founding father, honey. But trust me, honey, I'm coming for him, Gagaween. Okay. Okay, I seen what he did, honey, and I'm coming for him, Gagaween. It's definitely going to be a battle, Gagaween, October 27th in Washington, D.C., because Father did make me know it.
Yes, big shout-out to man. He decorated the venue. It looked, everybody talked about that the whole night. It was really, really perfectly done job. Big shout-out to my brother, man, Project, for that. And big shout out to my house as well. We definitely represented for the ball. I can call out the winners. I know people like to actually hear who won categories and different stuff like that from the ones I can't remember. Best dressed was one of the grand prizes. And it was won by Father Ronnie Visu and Mother Bianca Visu. They won the best dress. Runway was the other grand prize. It was open to all Runway. It was a thousand statements, bring it like a legend moment or something like that. And then the icon or legend had to make a new moment and a new look. Initially, everybody was chopped, but Marco overturned his chop, and so that made June actually be the winner.
Hold on. Was that okay? So I have a question. I saw a 15 ball with A list. Was that Marco in an all black?
Yes. Yes.
No further questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she, Michael overturned his chop, something, saying that it should have been more than one. So since everybody, you know, wants to give out the money, he wasn't going to stop it. So, Big shout out for that. And then you had Runners with a Twist, was won by Lamont Chanel. Well, I can't remember both of them. I think the Stem Queen performance was won by C.C. Ebony. And Pretty Boy Runners was won by the House of Ebony. School Boy Runners was won by the House of Ebony. Thug Runners was won by Rakim Prodigy. Legendary Runners was won by myself. And we all had to battle for the cash. And congratulations to Jaden Ebony for winning cash. Tanisha Prodigy won Film Queen Realness. My brother Man and Opie had a nice, hot, nasty, always battle. Man was victorious, so that's the name for the colorway. So we really went out and did our thing, represented. And Kelly, you wasn't there, so we didn't have that Prodigy block at the ball.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, that Prodigy block is really stirred, honey, you know. Baby, I just be gagging at the girls and the things that they say out their mouth, honey.
So yeah, we talked with Larry at the ball as well. You know, we joked about it at the end or whatever. That we still was able to win five cats. Oh, we also won Rivers of the House for that as well. So, Frosty definitely came and did their thing again for the Midwest, for the OKI region. So we definitely been taking notes and gotten, you know, dotting our I's and crossing our T's, getting ready for the OKI Awards Ball coming up in August.
I know that's right. The girls always have something to motherfucking say, bitch. The girls really kill me, bitch. Honey, the girls kill me. Do y'all sit here and criticize bitches when y'all go to their ball, bitch, and they don't give y'all a trophy or nothing, mistake, and they give y'all a motherfucking picture frame from the 99-cent motherfucking store, bitch?
They still talking about your ball, Kelly?
Baby, yeah, they talking about my little snow globes that I gave out that says I love New York on the bottom of them, Miss Thing. The girls are gonna talk about I could have did better than that, Miss Thing. The tables was fab and they was fully loaded. The gift bags was fab and fully loaded and everything. But I could have did better on those trophies, Miss Thing. When they go to motherfucking balls, Miss Thing, and they don't get motherfucking, they don't even get a fucking trophy. If they do get a trophy, it's a picture frame in from a 99-cent store with a motherfucking copy of something out the copy of, bitch, and then they don't get shit on their motherfucking table with, bitch, a quart of water and motherfucking 12 motherfucking chicken wings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I want to definitely give a shout-out to Ivernia. The trophies were definitely nice. They gave out all the cash. The tables were decorated nice. The table was only $100. You got a, you know, a basket and, you know, a bottle of liquor. Shout-out to my people, Uncle Mike Ebony, Dexter Ebony, Chicken Ebony, they were definitely in the building. Marquis, we shout out to Opie Rodeo, who was Larry, and Erica Mizza, the Pittsburgh, Ms. Rahees was definitely in the building. Big shout out to Pittsburgh. It was okay. You know, we had fun. We was able to talk outside. The police came by, didn't say anything. And I was outside talking about the ball. You know, it was cool. We had a good time.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on. We have a caller. 347-848. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jermaine McGraw, the legendary Jermaine McGraw.
Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, Kels. Hey, Hello?
Yes, what's up? Hey.
London and Rodney. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Jermaine?
So my voice sounds weird from yelling at your boss, Kelly, and then staying up and so on for a couple of days in a row. I just want to give my little recap on the ball. I think it was cute. That was my first WBT ball, and it was fab. Like, I had a ball there. I want to shout out my daughter, Alori, Ms. Rahi, for storming the runway, woman's runway. My only issue, of course, Kels, you already know what I'm getting ready to yell. Don't be yelling all hard at me because I ain't doing all that yelling and stuff. With the chop, when you chopped me for runway, I didn't take it personal or nothing because you were giving Koopa, as usual. But I just want to say, I think it was a mess. But I did hear that per WBT standards, that promoters weren't allowed to chop at their own ball. Not only that, there was a two-chop rule. So the chop shouldn't even have stood anyway. I just wanted to put it on blast.
Let me get some apologies.
You judge your own ball, Kelly?
No, I did not.
Well, who chopped?
I did.
You chopped standing up on the side?
I chopped. I came up on the microphone and I chopped.
You try to do an Ayana? That's late.
No,
this is what it is.
No, I did not try. I did not try him, and I did
Matthew
not try Skeet.
Kelly, I really was East Village Grunge. That's what the category called for. Out of some gold.
These kids came out there. Ice. The other three kids that came out there before them. The effects was, like, you know, really on. I knew, okay, that Jermaine and Ski did not come to walk that category. They just came because it was there and they were feeling the moment, okay?
No, Kelly. I came dressed East Village Grunge because it was gay pride, and I liked the way you worded that category. I didn't come to walk, but little did you know, Aisha came to me and said, "Don't worry about it. Just walk runway. Your category is for cast." You didn't even know that. She told me to walk that category. I didn't care about the
just
cast.
Aisha worded a lot of categories and didn't know exactly what she, but we're not going to get into all of that.
I'm not going to get into all that, but I just wanted to make the radio and everybody know that I had the most respected fashion icon in the scene, Stephanie Milan, going crazy for me from the
Stephanie
shadow.
007.
And she, 007, whatever. She's known as Stephanie Milan. She may be a 007 now, but she even tried to get the mic from you and overturn the top, and you wouldn't even give her the mic. You paid it, Kels. That was tedious. You tried it. But I'm not calling the reader or whatever. I just want to put you on blast on your radio station because you tried the legend.
No, I'm not going to read you. I'm not gonna read you. I'm so sorry, Jermaine, but I'm not gonna read you, honey. The girls is trying to get on this phone line. I'm just gagging at the girls is trying to get on the phone line so they can try to make it hot. But the girls would definitely not.
To make it hot.
And the second reason why Ski was chopped also was Ski was a judge and judges is not allowed to walk.
You brought that up. I did come to judge, but you turned me then and you put Tariq
on the panel. I didn't
respect me enough to come to me and say, "Jermaine, we're going to put Teresa on the panel because she is a woman."
I didn't have we're not going to get into all the details over the radio.
Well, you would do it to me.
If we get into all the details on the radio, then that's gonna make it seem like I'm being shady to one or two of my partners that I did the ball with. So we're not gonna get into all of that. So we're not gonna talk about that.
Honey,
I definitely got to give a big shout out to the new overall godmother of the House of Garcon. Definitely a big shout out to Alexis Garcon. You already motherfucking know. Since Miss Marcus wanna continue to try it, Miss Thing, and I'm putting the tea out there, Miss Thing, before Alexis comes out.
If you want to be technical, bitch, I'm taking your motherfucking place, bitch. Now.
So, no, Alexis, your phone is low.
Hold on.
Am I muted? Yeah.
Oh, hold on, Jermaine. We're going to put you back on hold. Hold on.
Don't mute over here, Jermaine. We don't mute over here.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I am not Godmother Garcon. I will be overall mother Alexis Couture at the Gaggle Wing Bar. Kelly's going to step down, and I'm taking her place.
Alexis, Did you deliver my message, Lexus, to your son?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just hung up the phone from him right before I got on the show. So I did tell him what you said.
Because Marcus wanna try it and try to start
to
stand
it. Why y'all want to throw? I don't have anything to do with y'all.
But you know what? I got some hot tea that came across my table, and I don't have the names, Miss Thing. I don't have the names as of yet, Miss Thing. But I'm working on the names.
Before you pumped it, my sources said it was only that one person.
No, it's eight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's eight. Eight girls got kicked out of the House of Milan.
Oh. Okay. Let me give a few more shout-outs, Kelly, real fast, for Ohio.
Okay.
Dolce Mizrahi won Vogue Femme. Angel Rodeo won Drag's Realness. Kitty Balenciaga won Legendary Performance. So definitely a big shout-out to Kitty for being out there in the building as well in Ohio representing for House.
Big shout out to Clips Ebony for winning performance OTA at Kelly's Ball on Saturday. I forgot about that.
Who did?
Clips.
Okay, congrats, Clips.
Yes, Clips definitely did turn it out. It was definitely open to all performance, the women, the butchers, the butch queens. They definitely did come out. They came out and they stormed that category. And the last battle was Quentin Revlon and Clips was the last battle. And Clips definitely turned it the fuck out. Big shout out to Clips, bitch. He turned it out. They wasn't ready for him, honey. And I'm so mad nobody was there to record my ball, Miss Thing, because I gave a nasty motherfucking LSS, Miss Thing, that was everything. And the girls was not ready for me to be dancing doing my LSS.
Kelly, I just got an inbox. It says, Alexis, could you ask Kelly to elaborate on that Boho throwback's aftermath when her and Mike got into it? What aftermath was that?
Oh, they talk about after the Rumble. What do they need me to elaborate about?
What happened was,
you know, I have a lot of respect, you know, for my former house, the House of Mizrahi, and I was doing an interview with Amber because she had just switched over to being a Mizrahi, and I was like, Amber Mizza, and Mike gave the very, she's not a Mizza, she's a Mizrahi. Who the fuck are you to tell me how to break down Mizza when I was there for 15 years? You just came around. You only have the motherfucking M in the seven motherfucking letters. How dare you tell me how to break in word Mizrahi down, Miss Thing? And I felt like she was trying me, Miss Thing. Like, you have no right or no goals to even tell me how to break it down. Because when it's a whole big difference. Like me and Andre was talking the other day, it's a whole big difference. You have girls that's been in the House of Mizrahi. You have girls that's there, and they are Mizrahis. Those are the new girls. Then you have girls that are Mizzas, and then you have girls that's been there more 10-plus, and those are the Isaac Mizrahis. And I am an Isaac Mizrahi. Miss Mike was just a – she's just an M. She still has to work for her other six letters.
What's Mike? X-Other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so that was the whole thing.
I have one question. Why is Marcus sending over all the tea and won't call in? Is it because the Garçon is banned from the radio?
Yes. The Garçons can't come on the radio. Shannon told Marcus that he cannot no longer partake in coming on the radio show anymore. You know, he's in that elite A-list house, so, you know, they're not allowed to indulge in the radio.
I'm gonna speak up for Shannon at this time. It's not the fact of them not banning him for being, it's like controversial type of thing that Shannon just wants to avoid for the house, and I can understand that. And I spoke with Marcus already about this in reference before he even became a Garçon, that his radio days would be numbered because he's a person that it's out there, and, you know, his mouth is full, and, you know, he speaks freely. So I just let him know that, you know, with his radio days coming on the show and different stuff like that, when he'll be coming across song, it will be limited. So that last straw was when he was on the other show and he had the incident with Econ.
Honestly, you know, Rodney, I can understand you guys eat Buffalo Wild Wings, Canoes, and everything. I can understand that, but honestly, Marcus is a sellout. He should make his own house because he's already in a lot of drama and mess and things like that, you know? So if you take away the radio, you have to take away the room.
Oh doubt. No. Don't give the Garcons no ideas. Honey. Miss Marcus will be no wow, honey. Maybe. Oh, but it wasn't that many girls in Ohio. That place looked really empty, Rodney.
It was a big place. It was about 100 or so people.
Was that a jail? Did that used to be a jail or something?
It was an entertainment complex where they do different shows and stuff like that. It was a large building.
Hold on. Jermaine, you're back.
Yeah, don't be kidding me. Shit. You here listening? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, don't be forgetting me. I got to keep clicking these ones and stuff. I don't know why you're trying to speak back.
What?
Why y'all keep clicking all those numbers and stuff?
We're not clicking those numbers.
Anyway. I spoke to you. You're not speaking back?
Is not on the phone. Phone dropped.
Okay. Right. But anyway, I do want to congratulate you for your ball again, Kelly. I did have fun, darling. I really did have fun. It was really a cute ball. Function. I ain't getting no bottle at the end, though, but it was cute.
Baby, where was you? I didn't even see you at the end of the ball.
My date was ready to go.
The
lover was ready.
I know that's right.
And don't pull that wig off no more.
Does Malone get out of jail?
Huh? Did you say London?
No, I was saying the Bones Malone, but I wasn't referring to you. I wanted to ask the Bones Malone get out of jail. Yeah.
Miss Snow?
I want to say happy birthday to my niece, Kiara Ebony. celebrating her birthday today. And there were some other people I wanted to wish happy birthday to.
That's not what London asked you.
Oh, what did London say? I'm sorry.
Right. Did Bones Malone get out of jail yet?
I don't know, London. You would have to ask your source where you got your source. Who sent you that post?
Oh my God.
London, you tried that. You tried that.
I wanna say that this weekend I'll be celebrating my birthday as well, along with Marcus. My birthday is Saturday, he'll be Sunday. We'll be having a barbecue this weekend at a disclosed location for our family and friends. That will be in the same city that we will be in, and you will get your invite. But those already know they're invited already, but for those that we really don't socialize with, but we still have, you know, associates, you will be invited as well. I'm going to have a good time this weekend.
Well, maybe I overlooked my invite because I can see it yet.
They know you're not going to be in Chicago, so that's why you didn't get one.
You had an automatic invite, so you wouldn't receive a verbal invite.
Okay.
Kelly, someone said to ask you, did you pick your date up to the train station yet?
Wait, hold on.
I just logged on. I want to say Nefertiti, I love you.
of Rotten, are you a Cancer too?
Okay. Yes. I wanna wish Ruben ex Mizrahi a happy birthday. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Ruben. London, tell Miss Marcus and tell Miss Naima that can't call in, Miss Thing, that's been dying to ask questions. Don't ask no motherfucking questions over here. Kool-Aid, you're live on the air. Beverly?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
No, I was just listening, and the reason why I said I called in just listening, because I'm hearing that a lot of people had a lot of things to say, you know, as the weeks went by, as I was so busy. So this is the time that I need to just listen.
For anybody
that want to know about who I be dealing, people need to call or speak to me personally. So all those people that have been going around in the ballroom have been saying that I've been dealing. I don't know where it's been coming from, and I really don't care. But for people that are so close to me, that know me, I'm not talking to you, London. Thank you. How are you? But for the people that know me very well, that's in my circle, and half of the people that's out of my circle, just call me and ask me, or just come to me and pull me to the side. And I will tell you myself, and if anybody that knows me in this scene, when I'm on the microphone, I do it. I don't do it with a fake profile or anything. So this is the one time, finally, that I'm just listening. Because other people that should know me should be paying attention.
Well, nobody said...
Just listening.
What? Well, cool.
Hello,
nobody
darling.
Said...
Hello,
nobody.
Hello, everybody.
Nobody said you was deeming anybody. When they asked these people, when icons and reputable legends asked these people who deemed them legend, they say Kool-Aid deemed them legend.
And right,
and
put it like this.
I've seen things for myself, and I'm only speaking to the ones that know who I'm talking about. And like I said, and I say it again, if you want to know anything, ask. And what makes it so sad is that half of the people that wants to know was in jail. So when I was doing what I was doing while they was walking at the time, you was in jail. That's why you don't know what was going on.
Oh, I wish Ms. R.R. was still alive to say.
I don't know nothing about R.R. This don't got nothing to do about R.R.
Oh, and I also want to wish Juju Revlon a happy birthday. Today is his birthday also. Happy birthday, Juju.
This don't have nothing to do with RR. I don't know what that is about, but like I said, I seen videos for myself, and this is about the Midwest. This don't have nothing to do with the East Coast. I would deal with that on my time.
So you can honestly say you haven't deemed anybody as a video?
Like I said...
You said to ask you personally.
Demon legend and deeming up and coming is two different things. Like I said, if anybody wants to know anything that Selvin has done, pull me to the side or call me. I answer my phone, including private numbers. I love to conversate. It's a different
block.
I don't hide behind the mask. And whatever I say, I can back up what I say.
Right,
I am the brick wall while girls are glasses.
Yeah, every time something fucks up or goes wrong, the other commentator is pointing the finger at you.
I don't have nothing to do with that, London. You don't even walk balls. No shame.
Maybe I walk them.
Okay. In
I
London.
Might not walk the
Nobody goes to London.
As you know.
Nobody goes to them.
Everything.
So like I said, if anybody wants to know anything... You can ask me. I don't hide. I'm everywhere.
You're giving my life for me out all the time. You should know that.
And that's the sad thing about it. I'm always giving everybody their life. That's the problem. Everybody gets their life. And like I said, and I say it again, for the girls that be saying that my voice don't mean anything or things don't mean nothing, they call me about what they miss. Not about what they know. It's what they miss. I'm the one that be a part of the group. I am the one that be a part of half of the people that are legends and half of the people that are mothers and fathers and things in that nature. I am the one that gives the girls their life when they are high and when they are sober. So please don't ever question the questions that you can't answer. It's a difference with me. I was there. The difference between me and the rest, I was there, and I never left.
And you're still there.
I know the history.
Well, this is a show where we don't bite our tongue, sister, so put it out there.
I don't have to put it out there because they already know who they are.
Well, we don't know who they are.
I don't have to say names. The people that have been talking know who I'm talking about. That's obvious and that's clear. I can't talk about something that wasn't talked about, then it's a non-factor. I'm talking to the ones that have been talking. If you wasn't there, if you wasn't standing next to me, if you wasn't there for the chops and the wins and when they started and when they, you know, never finished and things of that nature, then hey. And anybody can take it any way they want to because that's what I want. Take it the way how you want to. The same way how I'm taking it the way how I want to. Like I said, I never stopped and I never left. And for those other girls, I'm still walking and still winning. I don't have to fuck nobody to get to the top. Excuse my language. I never did and never had to. I was never a groupie. Never did, never had to. Like I always admit me. The knot that turns into a bow tie. It's a difference with me and the rest.
Make it hot, New North.
I'm
not making it hot.
Actually make it hot because I know
I'm not making it hot. No, but that's the thing. I'm not making it hot because I speak the truth. I know what I've done and I know what I didn't. I don't add extraterrestrials to my history, especially when it comes down to me. Everybody knows that I was a peer not. Everybody.
If I may add in.
When you talk, all I hear is.
And how are you doing, Jasmine?
About Eric Almian, correct?
Like I said.
London, I was in that direction as well.
Like the direction of the demon.
No,
and,
like
half of the ones, and the gag is that half of the ones that are saying something wasn't even out when I was out. I'm going to give a big shout out to
bye everybody. See y'all later. I enjoyed the show. See y'all later.
Like I said,
I'm just
girl
listening.
From Atlantic City that's listening to the show. Big shout out to Sinead in Atlantic City. How you doing, Sinead? I see you, girl.
But sorry, since I couldn't make it to the function, I really was trying to get there to New York.
Well, don't worry, honey. In the bathroom?
I hope. Well, don't. What did you say?
It sounded like you was in the bathroom.
Oh no, don't worry. Don't worry, honey. Alexis definitely had fun for you.
Oh yes, Lord.
You missed a whole lot, honey.
Yes, and shout out to the Bonics for their mini boy in South Carolina. I had a blast. Granddaddy, it was good seeing you. Icon Pioneer Tony had a blast.
Oh, it was a ball in South Carolina?
Yes, that I walked and won. Yeah.
Oh, who ball was it? How was it?
It was real nice. There wasn't a lot of people there, but it was real nice. And I had a blast. I had a wonderful time. The Ebony, the Blonix, the Chanel, everybody that was there, you know, that represented. Oh, no, it wasn't another Chanel for you. My bad, sorry.
The Chanel was there. Work it out, work it out.
Not because I won mini grand, but I did battle, but shout out to all of them. I really had a blast. I really did.
The girls is definitely up in the motherfucking deals, and honey, I know that's right, honey.
But I heard your boy was real cute, Kelly. I really did. I heard you ate it. It was definitely cute.
You know, Miss Alexis, you know, she came out for LSS, honey, you know, and she was feeling it when she came out her LSS, bitch. And then, you know, her standing on the sideline mistake, you know, baby, just made me have to take off even more on the girls, honey. And the girls gagged that, honey, mother can do the Harlem shake into her motherfucking dip.
You did the Harlem shake.
Yeah, because, you know, Alexis came out and say,
Bitch, do you not know I enjoy that LSS so fucking much? Oh my God, me and Marcus laughed so hard, baby. I said, did this bitch into the Hall of Shame?
Baby, Alexis came out mistaken. You know, when she came out for her LSS, I was sitting on the sideline because we had, like, these columns going down the runway. And Alexis, I was standing on the sideline, and Alexis was giving it to me when she came out, honey. And so then after they finished calling everybody out, they called us out for Grand March. And she gave me that look like, okay, bitch, what you going to give it? What you going to give me? Because I just gave it to you, bitch. So, you know, I had to take it off. A notch, mistake. And you know,
right,
since mother lost all his weight, mistake, and I can get back down into my dance moves and shit, but you know, I had to give it to the girl a little bit, honey. The kids wasn't ready, but we definitely enjoyed ourselves. Had a fabulous time, honey. I know Alexis would definitely be at the next one because, baby, the alphas would definitely be out.
On a positive note, shout out to everybody in Atlanta for the Ballroom Alliance, you know, picnic that was in Atlanta.
I heard y'all had a nice time.
Yes, the Powerpuff won the kickball.
Oh yeah, I heard the Powerpuff kick some team's ass.
Baby, hold on. I saw a video.
And shout out to my grandmother Stuart, Icon Pioneer, and Jason Alga for stopping the Ballroom Violence, for getting all us together, because they starting something new going around, you know, all
Kelly,
the stations.
Baby, when I tell you, I see Andre Vogue. I tell you that motherfucking man double dutch his motherfucking ass off.
Oh yeah, Andre double dutch down.
Like a little child, he was. Him and Lisa Prodigy, they really, really, really clown.
Game is all fine.
London, what would you say, London?
Yeah, so there's rumor going around that you're a team captain. The ball coming up. Are you a team captain?
A team captain of what ball? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Gagaween ball.
$1,000 ball.
I don't know what you're talking about, honestly. I don't know nothing about being a team captain. I wasn't called to be a team captain, so I don't know nothing about that.
Well, don't forget October 27th in Washington, D.C., the capital of motherfucking Washington, honey. But definitely, my sister is definitely going to be having Gagaween, $6,000, 16 captains, honey. It's definitely going down. It's going to be a host of other cash categories, darling. You know my sister is definitely out to definitely aim to motherfucking please, baby. So, girls, definitely look out for the categories. It's definitely going to be some hot, hot categories out there for the new girls in the scene, bitch. And it's definitely going to be motherfucking fab in this thing. So, definitely, girls, start getting your tickets together. Start getting your travel arrangements together early, mistake, so y'all can get there safely and get back home safely without any shenanigans. Please don't wait till the last minute to try to get your tickets, mistake, and do a stunt or something to get locked. We would hate for you girls to definitely get locked trying to come to the ball, mistake. We want everybody to get there and just have a good time, mistake. So if you get your tickets now on Priceline.com or one of the websites, I've seen they have tickets going from L.A. to Washington, D.C. for only $100. I see that they have them for $69 from Atlanta, mistake, and I see they also have them for $99 on JetBlue from Florida. So for all the Florida girls that definitely want to go, definitely do get your tickets now and get them in advance, and definitely try to get a cheap hotel room. Stop trying to feel fab on your time and your dime, Miss Thing. If you know you can't stay at a Marriott or a 5-star hotel, Miss Thing, get a Motel 6 for $39.99 a night.
Yes,
but speaking of the Gagaween, I will look at it.
All girls that walk realness, I'm going to be making my return and my debut in my new house that night as Overall Mother Couture. So for all you girls that want a piece of me, meet me at the back. Kelly, Eric says, clear the lines, he's trying to get on. He wants to have a word with Selvin.
Oh. Oh, hold on. Ooh. Hold on. And for all
you
girls...
Why you clearing the lines, Kelly? Why you clearing the lines? I'm going to make a little announcement.
Wait, hold on. Before you make your announcement, for all you girls that's not a frequent caller and I don't know your first three, your area code or your first three digits of your number to save your name by your number on the switchboard, I'm sorry. We just have to disconnect you. We definitely get callers on that want to talk. So hold on. Go ahead, Rodney.
Give a shameless plug out for, you know, me and James, Icon Ball, November the 10th. What's in the name? Well, you know, there's no house affiliations, but you battle to make your own name. So you have $1,000 for Old Way and also $1,000 for Legendary Runway.
Kelly, the number is 313-808.
Hold on. I still don't see that number on my board. And to y'all girls that's pressing 1 with a private number, that's Tuesday night. I don't do private.
Okay. Why would Eric want to be coming on and speak to Selwyn? Did the hit dog holler?
Hold on.
You know what? I'm just going to, I can't, because I don't see Eric's number. Hold on. I'm just going to call him directly. Hold on.
Oh, wait, hold on, Kelly. I'm trying to see the right number. The last one I just sent you is the right one.
Okay. Okay, hold on. We got to get him all right. Oh, no, his number's right there. Hold on. Cancel. Hold on. I see him now. Cancel. Okay, I see him right now. Eric, you're live on the air. Hold on. Eric, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Alexis. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Eric.
Is Douglas still on the phone? Oh,
yes,
hey, excuse me. Hey, London, let's see.
Hello.
Okay. Selvin, is Selvin on the phone?
Just listening, she said, so she's there.
Oh, okay, since I'm Selvin just listening, Selvin, I love Selvin to death. I love Selvin to death, but I'm going to say this. Selvin, I tried to call you, but the number that I have for you no longer works. The white lady is answering the phone. So
the reason why the numbers don't work because I didn't give out my new one to no one.
Okay, well, Selvin, I tried to call you in relation to what you're talking about. Selvin, we've been friends for years.
Then that's
how
you should have asked.
So therefore, in the situation, Selvin, I called you and could not reach you. In lieu of the situation and circumstances, you know what we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And when it comes down to it, it wasn't a matter of me trying to, and see, this is the thing, Selvin. The girls have told you stuff, and you believe them, as opposed to us talking.
No. It wasn't the girls that told me anything. The girls were telling me what the situation was, but I decided as a friend, I decided to look at the DVD, the YouTube clip myself, and
okay.
I saw it myself, and I was gagging when I was hearing about myself. And when it comes down to the Midwest, like I said, and I say it again, and I will repeat it, and this doesn't have nothing to do with Audrey. But when the icons on the East Coast side was not seeing it, I was the one that was defending the Midwest side.
But here's the whole thing, Selvin. It was a matter
so
of verification.
It
was a matter of verification, and no one could verify that. Here's the thing. We know that. Selvin, I know that you're one of the biggest supporters of the Midwest. I know that.
Eric, you're not going to sit there and say that you didn't know Miss Big Fat Marcus that been doing productions, that been doing all different type of looks. The lady's been walking that same category since 2000, and if you're going to act like you're going to sit here and act like you don't remember the same lady, excuse me, if you're going to act like you're going to sit here and tell me that you don't remember the same lady that is the only big boy that represented,
that represented Chicago since 2000. We are now in 2012. The lady has never switched that category.
I know that stuff, but hold on. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If she wasn't deemed prior to a certain cutoff date with all the icons and legends, and I'm upholding to what I agree to in the group. If she wasn't deemed to a certain before a certain point, then she's not. If she's up and coming, she will be. When it's time, when they go back.
But this is the sad part. She was already deemed before all that drama happened. Maybe if you was around, which you was around, and this is what
I said, and I say it again, you was
around when this happened. And just like I said, and Rocky is on his phone, the only person that I did not have a problem with was Man. And I even spoke to Man personally myself. When it comes down to Chicago, the only thing that lady has not done was walk in Chicago for 5 straight years. When it comes down to the rest of the state.
I was in Atlanta with Donovan and Mark. I was in DC with Donovan and Mark.
We're not talking about Donovan.
Donovan's been legend.
I'm the one that did that.
I was there, Selvin.
If you want to question it, then question it the right way. Like I said, and I said again, you know this lady came out since 2000.
I know what she's done. If you know what she's done,
why am I seeing you on the YouTube clip walking towards Jack saying she's not? And then after everything was done, this is the part that I don't understand. After everything was done, then you wanted to clear it up and correct it? You should have never said nothing for the
beginning. Wait, here's the whole thing. I didn't correct anything because I went to Mark and I said, if in fact Selvin had done it, I will get on the microphone and apologize personally. Because here's the thing, it wasn't done in Chicago. It was supposedly done in St. Louis, and evidently I went to Michi Mizrahi, who is the legend in St. Louis, and Michi Mizrahi said what he said, and that's why. That's the only reason why
the part you said, but the part you, but the part you still not understanding is the part, but the part that you, but the part that you're still not understanding is the respect that I have for you should have been the respect you should have for me. Even though you could not call me, you as many ways you still could have gotten in contact with me. Now, as me being your girlfriend, and I've been knowing you for years, that's what I would have had done. Like how I thought a certain way, and I called Man. I didn't go through 29,000 people. I went straight to Man. As the respect
I could call you. I could
that
not
have
call
him.
You.
You could have hit me up on YouTube,
you
sweetie.
If you did it,
you could have hit me up on
YouTube.
You could have hit me up on Facebook. You could have hit me up on Facebook. In many ways, you could have gotten in contact with me if I'm so-called your friend.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Selvin. Here's the thing. Right now, on this show, Selvin, when and where did you do it? It's because I even talked to Kenny right there, and you saw I went from – I didn't go from the –
And like I said, and I say it again, if you were so-called my girlfriend – before you even had said anything, you still should have found ways to get in touch with me. And like I said, and I say it again, yes, I did deem her, but I did not deem her legend. I deemed her up and coming. And
yes,
this is with the problem.
No.
The part you're still not understanding is you still should have got in contact with me before you even said anything out your mouth. Just like about Stephanie, I did not deem her legendary for realness. I deemed her legendary for runway. But don't get me wrong, that was her first category, but I did not deem her legendary realness. And I even told her the same thing. Now, if Marty's got it messed up, then that was on him. It didn't have nothing to do with me. But like I said, again, as a friend, even if I did or did not, you still should have found ways to get in contact with me. Just like when somebody said something about you.
Here's the whole thing. This is the crazy part about the situation. And Selvin, I'm just cut and dry. And I don't sugarcoat shit for anybody. I'm talking about the way things were done. And I've been catching flack because they said, oh, Eric, you were fierce. Because you just, no, I know what that child done, Selvin. You know I know. But here's the thing. When it comes down to it, after I went over, they said up and coming. So what was I supposed to say? She's up and coming, legend? No, I just said she's not legend. She's not legend.
No, what you were supposed to have did, what you were supposed to have did was not say nothing. Why? You have missed some of her ballroom time. And this is the problem that everybody has. Everybody is so quick to say something, but was not around when things was being done.
Only locked up for a year and a half.
And that was too long.
Come on, Selvin.
You missed her whole half of her. You missed half of what she has done. That's not her fault. That's your fault. If anybody has to go to another person to ask somebody about what they have done, then you should not have nothing to say. And trust me when I tell you, I get a lot of calls from a lot of different people about certain things that they missed. So it's not my fault if I'm deeming something on something that you missed.
Okay, but here's my thing to you, Selvin. At this point, and you're directing it at me because of me.
I'm not directing it at you. Because if you really want to get into it, if you listen to it and if you go back, I never said a name. I just said Midwest.
And you know.
Someone else said a name. I said Midwest. What part you're not understanding? I said Midwest. I never said a name. And I said whoever wants to take it. I said whoever wants to take it. That's what I said. But since you invited yourself, you already knew that I was talking about you because I already spoke to you on Facebook. And you already know what I said to you. We can do this ballroom. And what did I say to you? My deck was to you was we're going to do it. Exactly. We're going to do it ballroom live because us being role models and us being leaders, we need to show the new generation that you don't always have to fight it out. You can battle it out. So I'm still waiting to battle it out.
You ain't said nothing but a word.
And exactly. And what did I tell you? And I also told you, I said, you're still my girlfriend, and I still love you. So you got on here because someone else said your name. I didn't say your name. I just said Midwest. And I said whoever wants to take it. So you invited yourself to even come closer to the Dunder Dome. Since you're closer to the Dunder Dome, and you can let your partner in crime, Elon, that I won't be able to make it at the Harbor Ball, even though our names is on that flyer, but I was coming for one more time to battle her and win over her, too.
He's texting me now, Selvin. Trust me.
I know. That's why I said your girlfriend. I know what your deal is.
$1,000
went over me. Never. And I've been to her state. I'm still waiting for her to travel. But they have $1,000. Put it like this. They have $1,000 in November. She has enough time. And I'm letting her know, yes, I am walking. And I'm just doing it for the fun. But if she's coming, it won't be for fun.
Okay. Well, hold on, I have another caller. Naima, you're live on the air.
Hey, everyone.
Keep it cute. You know it's 108, and if I flash you, Miss Thing, you won't be able to get back on the line.
Oh, what did you play dice?
What?
What did you play dice?
Oh, I'm
playing nice. I'm playing nice. You stay nice.
What's going on with your phone, Kelly?
Oh, I just put it on speakerphone.
Take it off.
But I'll just say hi to everybody there. Kelly will play nice and let me hear my little fun.
Baby, you don't need to have your fun, honey, baby, okay? You don't need to have your fun. You
not,
and Marcus.
It's not the argument. What the fuck we're doing?
What?
Hello?
Yes?
Who's on the phone? Selvin?
Who is this?
That's Kenny. That's Icon Kenny.
That's okay.
What's up, boo?
That's fine. That's fine. I'm glad he's on the phone. Selvin, the issue is not this. The issue is not what we're arguing about. If you named Mark legendary...
Oh, wait, hold on,
hold on.
Okay, I have another caller. I said to hold on. This is my show.
Okay,
Naima,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, Kelly. Hey, hey, Kelly, because I didn't say hi to nobody. I'm sorry.
Naima, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say hi to everybody, and I'll get you later. And shout out to Mr.
Why? What you want to? What you want to get me about? You should have came to the ball so you can see. I was waiting for you to come to the ball because you was coming for one reason and you was going to gag. So I was waiting for you to come out.
Well, I mean, nobody won't come. So let's get it out.
Let's get what out?
Who is the team?
We're not giving names. This one, he's not in the ballroom. He doesn't like to see. He's in a house, but he doesn't like the spotlight. And so we're not doing names and anything. So if the girls want to give you a name in the special place, the girls can give you a name in the special place, but it's not going to be broadcast all across the radio and all type of things like it was the last time. That's not going to happen.
Who are you talking about?
Alexis, you already know. Don't you got to get up for school in the morning?
Ooh. Okay, well, let me just say my hi to everybody. Hi, Ronnie. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Naima.
Hi, Sylvan.
Hey, Buka.
Oh, hi, Monday.
All
right. So, okay, so I
guess
you, oh, and hi, Mr. Maine, and
overall,
Mother Fella. Okay, you can just put me on hold. I'm still listening.
Okay, thank you. Now back to y'all. Come on, y'all. I got 15 minutes, and I'm getting out of here, honey. I will not be on the show
okay.
all night long.
Let me say my piece because I heard enough. I heard enough, and then I heard some stuff that probably shouldn't even been said. So when the bottom line is, it's not that you named the child legendary. The point being, if you did do that, no one in the Midwest knew it. There were five legends in that room. There were four Midwest legends sitting on the panel, and none of them could tell you or tell anybody for that matter, including me, when that child was named. So,
and the reason why y'all didn't travel, the five people.
It doesn't matter, Sel, when you've been
to
the Midwest and tell somebody that.
It does matter. That's the problem. If you
so
don't
guess
what?
So let me do this one. So let me help you out, Sel. Let me help
on.
You out, baby. Let me help you out.
You
he couldn't even tell us what ball. He couldn't even tell us what ball that you named him at.
But the part
because
that
first he said, because at first he said no. Be quiet, Eric. Because at first he said it was Marcus. Then he said it was you.
I saw it.
But it's funny how nobody in the Midwest can tell us when this boy was named. And two, hold on, baby. Hold on, and two people.
I'm talking about
one person in your
about.
House. One person in your house even said it. You didn't say he was legendary. Said he was up and coming.
Selvin just said that Selvin didn't deem him. Selvin just said he said up and coming. That's why I went over to Michi, Ms. Rahi, Michi.
But like I said, and I'll say it again, you couldn't say any, you or Kenny couldn't say anything because y'all have not been around to do anything. And like I said, if it was Neiman Marcus, the only one, and like I said, and you can even ask Rodney what I said, and you can even ask Kelly what I said, the only one that could have ever said anything that has the power to say anything or the respect to say anything is Neiman Marcus. Y'all have not been
anywhere
for a long time.
But this is about who traveled.
Put it like this.
So this is about who traveled then, huh?
Put it like this. Put it like this.
So before you start doing that, and
no.
If you remember,
the reason why
we have this big argument right now in the Midwest,
the reason why we have this big argument
that you pull.
The stuff that you two are selling, ain't nobody decided to make a clean slate of what was going on. Whether these people to curtail some of this kind of foolishness. And it always seems to be the same people that turn around and want to turn and act like they want to put shit in order are the ones that keep them in disorder. Y'all really
trying. Well, guess what? I can't help it if I know what I'm talking about.
So all I asked you, Selvin, was, did you name
him
a legendary or not?
If you were so much, if you were so much on the lady's career,
did you name him a legendary or not?
Well, then what? Well, guess what? Now I'm doing it.
Nothing else to it.
Your answer, big answer, sweetie, if you was paying attention.
Kenny,
if you were paying attention a long time
Selvin
ago,
did not name him.
Then why are we arguing about this?
My beef is.
Okay.
It is a difference. If you remember, the big problem is about everybody traveling. Am I correct, Rodney?
Yeah.
So, like I said, and I say it again, half of the stuff that this lady was doing, you was not around. Let me make it clear to you. My beef is that not about the legend part. My beef is about how could you say something, period, when you are not around. That is my beef.
So when Prodigy said he didn't know him, that wasn't a problem.
And what did
so
I
that
say to
problem,
Rodney?
Though.
Okay, well, let me make it hot for you, even make it more hot for you. Rodney, did I or did I not tell man out of my mouth? The only reason why I'm not saying nothing to you is because of what? You was on the East Coast. When this lady was doing what she was doing on the Midwest, that was the topic. The topic had nothing to do with the East Coast, but if you really want to make it even more hotter, when he asked the question about what did she do on the East Coast, it was already answered. And what makes it so sad about it is that when she won Grand Prize in New York, you wasn't even there for that. You wasn't even there for that when she walked in D.C. You wasn't even there for that when she walked in Atlanta. You was not around when this lady...
Selvin.
You was not around when this lady was doing what she was doing.
And we're arguing about, we're comparing apples and oranges.
So,
you're still arguing
so,
about something
I,
that needs to argue
hold
about.
On,
that
hello,
you're not
I'm
legendary.
So
we chopping him for not walking in a legendary
hello,
category.
Hello,
was right.
Kelly is talking. Hello,
I'm just
so
trying to
sorry.
Figure it out.
Oh,
why
God.
Are we arguing about that?
I am so,
they're not arguing about it.
Hello, I am so sorry.
Just because I don't fuck a child, I don't have the right to child? Really?
Like I said,
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry to tell you. Y'all is giving me a headache, and I don't want to talk about this anymore, honey. I'm going to bed. I have company.
Hey, Kelly,
I love y'all.
This conversation was 2 weeks ago.
I love y'all. Yes,
Kelly,
this conversation was so last month. And when I'm not talking about this conversation no more. Y'all can hit each other up on Facebook, and y'all can have this debate on Facebook.
We're not. I'll see them at the back of the runway.
I love y'all.
I will see them at the back of the runway in November.
Okay, Rodney, can you please say goodnight?
Good night, guys.
Thank you, Rodney. London, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Nighty-night, yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, London Tea Party and her cast will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night, and they'll definitely be having a fabulous show for y'all definitely tomorrow night. It's going to be London and all her girls from her London Tea Party. If you're not a part of London Tea Party, definitely go on Facebook and definitely send London a request, and she could definitely add you to her Tea Party room, and you could definitely be a part of her chat that she has with all her girlfriends where they spill the tea and definitely give you the motherfucking dirt and everything in the Tea Party. So definitely look out, go on Facebook and check out that room also. And don't forget, October 27th in Washington, D.C., my legendary iconic sister, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be having Gagaween 666, and it's going to be legendary team performance, and that is open to all for legendary category. For anybody that walks a legendary category, whether it's Vogue Femme, whether it's Old Way, whether it's New Way, whether it's Performance, it's definitely going to be a hot ball. The flyers will definitely be circulated really soon, so definitely look out for that, and definitely go and check out the Gagaween page at facebook.com/Gagaween on Facebook. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we on the air, I am the legendary overall Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night when I make a surprise visit with London and the Tea Party cast. Good night.